In a moment or two, in fact, your ears are going to be tickled in less than 10 seconds by an arseholic review of the year. I was so enraged by hearing every time I turned on the radio in the car when I was going anywhere, there was somebody reviewing the year. This is an arseholic review of the year. The intention is that somebody will turn on halfway through it and think they're listening to a real one and will ask themselves a lot of questions punctuated with rather exciting swear words. '91 started with a Gulf War. Saddam Hussein was there when it started. He's still there now, which means we won. Also in 1991, Prince Harry got an axe in his head. England lost the Rugby World Cup, but we didn't really, since we were only playing Australia, which is part of England anyway. They're just a bunch of serfs who are too stupid to run their own country and still take the Queen. Or was it April when Prince Harry got an axe in his head? And the question that was never answered, Captain Mark Phillips, the father of New Zealander Bunny Tonkin, was he or wasn't he? They should have done a blood test. If the blood had been too stupid to pass, the answer would have been yes. Without question, the LP of the year was Out of Time by the American band REM, which stands for Rapid Ear Movement. Controversy in boxing, should it continue after boxers suffered brain damage? Pointless argument, really. A boxer claiming to suffer from brain damage is like a eunuch complaining he's being kicked in the balls. And Thriller of the Year, Anthony Hopkins said, "It's the best script I've seen in years." He then responded with, "The worst accent he'd done in years, isn't it, boyo, eh?" Arseholic review of the year and problems on the roads at this time of the year. Salt. What a nightmare. The stuff's everywhere. It's not even proper Maldon sea salt, so the roads don't even taste nice. Works its way into the paintwork, corrodes all the metal. Maintaining the car this time of year is 24-hour, round-the-clock business, like the Forth Bridge. Everywhere I go, I've got a bloke strapped somewhere on the car painting it. Last week he was underneath. It was a terrible mess.